Hello out there in television land. This is another episode of Westyield Radio. Today we will be discussing a lot of new, very interesting developments that have been coming down the pipe. My cousin got into it with some TSA workers recently, posted about it on Facebook. Little information about my cousin. He's rich. He graduated from Cornell University. He is a very wealthy, very successful corporate worker. And just the way he talks, you know, he's a genius. I always noticed when I was a kid that, you know, there are a lot of architectural designs around the house. He did it. He created those. He's no slouch in the intellectual department. In fact, you know, he's eons above me. We're from a very highly, you know, intellectual family. My father was an aircraft engineer in the United States Air Force. So there are a lot of high expectations for me. They expected me to go to university and graduate, of course. I am intelligent. I mean, my brain is going at 50 miles per hour, 60, 70, 80 miles per hour. I don't know how many. But it's always going, you know. Intellectual stimulation is something that has always been something I've always enjoyed, I have to say. You know, thinking, conjuring, you know, complex thought. It's something that is, it's inbred, I suppose, in my DNA. I'm from a very smart group of people in this world, I suppose. My sister, even, she's very smart as well. Which is good. I love intelligence. I love what it can accomplish. Well, things are very much going forward now. We do indeed have a new Shenmue game coming down the pipe. We are also getting new Samurai Jack episodes, which was just recently announced. It's just a great situation to be in right now. Besides the incredible, terrible things going on in the world today, there are some little nuggets. I realize that's life, you know. When you're a kid, you think life is all happy, 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 nothing wrong with the world, but there's a lot wrong. A lot of horrible, horrible, devastating things going on out there. And that's what's going on. You're getting these little bright spots of good stuff amidst a sea of endless terror and horror out there. That's basically the whole thing. We are indeed getting a new Samurai Jack series from Jenny Tartakovsky. He's going to finish what he started, you know, like Kylo Ren. And I couldn't be happier. I mean, you go along in life and you discover this wonderful show. And it's amazing. When they made a comic, they made an extended comic so that they could sort of semi-finish the series. People online were like, most kids today, you know, they were talking about it like the show is some ancient show from way back in the 80s that no one cares about. I, you know, maybe I'm getting old. You know, they're talking about the show as if it's just this. Yeah, it was a great show. I kind of liked it. Whatever. You know, kind of thing. What do you mean it was a great show? I kind of liked it. It was the best show on Cartoon Network when it came out. I was there. I was sitting there watching the episodes one by one as they aired. And it was an event. The new Samurai Jack episode's coming on. Hey, let everybody get ready. You know? That's what it was about. You can't be talking about Samurai Jack like it was just this little crappy show that came on and nobody cared about. It was the shit. It was a bomb, man. It was like, you get ready for some deep shit when they made a movie. They made like a 2-hour Samurai Jack special. That's how big it was. It was just like, okay, they knew people were going to watch that shit. And it was so simple, too. It was like flash animation, you know? I don't think they could ever, like, I don't know if they, you know, it was a ballsy show because it was such a light animation style. Most shows back then, if they wanted them to last, they had to be very complex and big and amazing looking. But Samurai Jack was so bare bones. It was just nothing. Nothing going on. It's just basically flash animation. But it's a genius show. You know, that's the point. It's such a light, but freaking ridiculously smartly well complex show. And I'm glad to see that it finally, you know, it deserves it. It just deserves to be finished. People were even contemplating them making a Samurai Jack live action film at some point to actually finish the series instead of just the season we're going to get. But Phil Lamar is on Facebook and, you know, he's up and ready. He said, you know, he's prepared to do it. He said, oh, yeah, let's do this shit. You know what I mean? It's been a long time. That show ended in 2004. It's been a long freaking time. So, we're ready to do this thing. You know, Aku's dead. Mako didn't make it. So, we're going to have to replace him. I can try to do it for them if they want me to.
Long ago in an ancient land, ancient evil, Aku, Samurai Jack, you fucker.
I don't know. I got to figure something out there. You know, it's been a long time. I watched the series like a retard. I mean, I love the show. It's a show about, you know, exploiting the complexities of Asian culture, anime, and all these things, and yet it's so Jenny Tartakovsky. You know, it's like, one minute it's mad serious, and then it's like an episode of Dexter, pretty much. It's just so cool. It's so cool what he accomplished with that show. By all means, if you're 10, if you're 11, whatever the hell age you are, bump this shit. Get it online, put it on Put Locker or whatever, and watch that every episode. You know, gotta see this show. It is great. It's a great freaking show. No hyperbole. I will be working at the post office now, full on, like a real postal worker, which is a dream job. I am intending one day to go to flight school, one day to get my pilot license, one day to get, you know, all that stuff situated and become a pilot. However, I always wanted to work at the post office. That's a cool thing. So, we're going to go down that road. The money will be nice. I'm going to have money, son. And that's no joke in this world. You know, you don't look at money as something of importance that much because you're going to school for so long. But when you finally get out into this freaking world, man, and you just, you versus the bare bones society that we live in, where you will not have a damn thing for shit at all, food, shelter, whatever, without a dime in your pocket. Then you start looking at money as a serious situation. And it is extremely important. So, you know, I'm looking at Facebook, and it's a wonderful experience. You know, I can't believe the stuff going on right now, right before. We are 2 weeks away from the release of a new Star Wars film. This is a real Star Wars film. I was thinking to myself, now, this is Star Wars EU. This is not real. Unless it's George Lucas's Star Wars, it's not real. It's the Ewoks movie. That's basically what this is. Which I don't have a problem with. I love Star Wars in any form. I will tell you that. Even the holiday fucking special, man. That's what Star Wars is to me. It's a thing that doesn't die. It's awesome any way it is. So, we're getting a real one this time. Fuck it. You know what I mean? The prequels were so shitty that Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford got together and said, no, we're not going to finish Star Wars that way. No. We're going to do it properly, bitch. And that's what's going on now. J.J. Abrams, the rest, John fucking Williams, everybody getting together and saying, no, that prequel shit ain't what we're gonna let Star Wars sit on. We're going to finish Star Wars the way it was meant to be done. And it's sad. George Lucas is God in the Star Wars universe. Why would you not want him involved? You know? Apparently, he's getting old. Apparently, he got to the point where his, you know, You don't give a shit anymore about quality of the film series. Anything comes out of his butt, he's going to put on screen. And that's terrible. When I was, you know, younger, I'm still young, I'm only freaking 29, but when I was younger, I was thinking George Lucas was just some sort of genius, man. I watched THX-1138, I watched all these movies that he contemplated and put together, everything, man, American Graffiti, I watched all them things, man, because George Lucas was he really was a great filmmaker when he was young, a little younger guy. He really was a really talented son of a bitch. So it's sad to see that he's just become this filmmaker who's not hungry anymore. He doesn't give a shit anymore. And that's just, you know, sad. He lost it, in my opinion. So he definitely should step aside. In fact, he never wanted to direct the prequels. That's the biggest mistake of those films. He directed each one. He had full control of each one. If he actually just said, okay, let the other guys do it, yeah, we would have gotten massively better films. Massively. I mean, just the amount of unbelievable mistakes that he could have avoided. A lot of mistakes in the prequels. They don't link up with the original trilogy. It's the biggest mistake. More so, the effects are too ridiculously much better. I mean, it's like, how are the kids making sense of this stuff? That's what I'm trying to figure out. They watch the prequels and the effects are ridiculous, nice and all that shit. And then they watch the original trilogy and it's like shitty 70s stuff going on. What the fuck? So it's like, wow. You're really gonna confuse the shit out of a whole bunch of kids in this world, you know? So, yeah, that's weird. I mean, he didn't give a shit. Lucas is like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. You know, so, there you go. We're getting places, though. Supposedly, this new movie's gonna be retro as fuck. It looked really nice, though. You know, the effects and stuff on it are really top quality. But they're actually utilizing, as an aesthetic thing, I guess, some sort of artistic thing, they're going to make the whole movie kind of feel retro and as if it was actually made in the 80s and 70s. That's going to work out nice. I always like the fact that Star Wars, this, you know, exists in that little nook of the 70s and 80s. Because then it feels really like it's in a different universe. Because we don't have that kind of stuff going on anymore. And of course it was better for the film. Because back then they didn't have the ability to have flips and shit and all that shit. So they had to really just kind of rely on a story working more. You know, so that was the better thing in the end. That it actually, you know, because Lucas could do all the effects he wanted now. We got the films we got with the prequels. We don't have a story. The story doesn't exist. There is no story. There's no characters. There's no moments where you just have a real, regular film taking place where people are actually talking and contemplating things. And it's just from one action scene to the next, to the next, to the ending. And that's it. You don't get to know any of these characters. So that's not right. Films are supposed to be a place where you're going to be sitting there for 2 hours getting into the heads of these people in this movie. That's the way it's supposed to be. You know, you're getting into their heads and that's it. You're going to know who they are, what they're going through, and what their problems are for 2 hours. That's the point. You know, look at them Transformers shits. That's what I'm talking about. You care about Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox and all them people's? No. You're just saying, okay, what's the next action scene going to take place? And that's the problem, man. You got to know who these characters are. You got to get interested in them. You're not going to have a movie at all. So, yeah, we are very much getting places now. I'm working on some weird scientific projects I got going on here. I've already put up a tutorial on YouTube of how to put videos onto an LGG watch. if you, you know, I don't know, I'm a tech nut, I'm a nutty tech guy, and I've always hoped that someday there would be, like, you know, something you could watch a cartoon on your wrist, like, you know, let's play a video game on your wrist. We have it now. Somebody out there decided, yeah, let's make that thing. And we have a watch, I have a watch, that has a touch screen on it, and it has a bunch of space on it, 4 gigs, and I put videos on it. I put Maya's Love Is Like, my, you know, I don't know what the song's called, Whoa, something like that, you know, the one where she shakes her ass and everything. I put that on there. I got porn, lots of porn on there. I got Back to the Future on there. I'm watching Back to the Future on a watch in this lifetime, in the year 2015. In fact, I gotta document that for all time. I've done a lot of stupid things, but this is the most smartest thing I've ever decided to do. I put Back to the Future on a watch, and now I can watch the movie on a watch. Back to the Future. I'm gonna put a video of me doing that on YouTube, so that people can kind of get the idea that's what we're living in, the time we're living in now. Yep. I mean, we're not there yet, man. Soon, like, maybe a couple years from now, we will have watches where all the cell phone features will be in them, and you can actually have video conferencing and talking to somebody through your watch. And that's going to be the next step of things. We're not there yet, but it's coming down the pipe. And, it's exciting times. Very exciting times. I mean, I'm also building a solar-powered tablet. I don't know why they don't sell solar-powered cell phones and solar-powered tablets. I guess solar-powered panel technology is too expensive. I guess the convenience of solar-powered banks that you can buy off of eBay is so much better anyway. You just put them out in the sun and you can instantly charge your phone from them anytime you want. So what's the point? Yeah, well, I'd rather have the solar panel built into the device itself. So I'm actually I bought a Samsung tablet. I'm going to completely gut it and put it back together as a solar-powered tablet. And that's what I'm going to do. And it's going to be awesome. It's cool. I got a nice little slim solar panel for it. Stick it on there. What else? Nothing much going on right now, really. I'm just trying to get through these last couple of days at the post office. It's a trip, man. You go to these jobs full of black people, and it's like, you know, they you know, it's the same as being a kid, as a black kid going to a black school. Black people kick each other's ass all day, but when it comes to dealing with a white dude, they're like, oh, anything for you, master, anything for you. It's like, it's retarded, man. Why black people gotta act a fool in front of other black people like that? And then, of course, they were never there, you know, take it to the master race right there. That's kind of disappointing to me, but it's the truth. It's just the way that it is. You never find that situation. You never find a black man, you know, trying to, you know, talk shit to white people. That's never gonna work. You know, he's not gonna get nowhere with that. So if I go to work, my black ass, I'm gonna get it from this guy because he got somebody to kick it, somebody's ass to kick today, kind of thing. And it's a, you know, constant thing. I get used to it pretty much. It's like, oh, well, yeah, of course. Of course, you know. I'm thinking in my head, yeah, of course. Of course you're shitting on me. That's what, you know, that's what you got to respect the fact that you're white in this world. You got a lot of fucking freedom. A lot of freedom. You don't have to deal with or be concerned with, like, you know, anybody looking down on you or hating you or trying to step on you in the least. You know, so enjoy it, have fun with it, have a blast, don't look down on it. It's a good thing you got lucky, you got born with that good shit, and go for it, man, enjoy it. I don't know, I had this dream about Megan Fox for some reason. It's weird. It's a stupid thing. Anyway, don't be shooting each other, none of that crap, man. Everybody just chill, man. Have some sex. Enjoy yourself. What the fuck? What's wrong with y'all people, man? ISIS shit, beheadings and all this crap, man. Relax, man. Relax. Have a party all the time. You know, fuck. What's wrong with y'all people? Me, personally, I'm always trying to have a party, man. I've been doing that since I was a kid. Anytime something cool was going on, I'll have a party. I would rock out. That's what I do. That's my life. That's my modus operandi right there. I just want to enjoy my fucking life. I don't want to fucking start no problems and stupid shit. I would sit back, relax, and watch movies and eat popcorn. Jurassic Park. You know, whatever I could do to enjoy freaking TGIF back in the day. That's another thing I got to talk about. It's strange. Ain't nobody from the old days died or nothing. Raven Simone's on The View now, which is cool. You know, she's actually got a Facebook page. It's crazy, though. She says one fucking thing about not having particular likeness for lower-class black people, and suddenly she's like this fucking, you know, everybody turns cold on her in 5 minutes. It's like, she's a cool chick. Why are you going to do that to her, you know, and leave her alone? It's like, we all know who Raven Simone is. She's not the brightest bulb, you know. There's no indication of that, you know, from her career. So why are you surprised she's not going to be the smartest, you know, most clever person in the world on The View? It's pretty simple, straightforward stuff. She's Raven freaking Simone. She's just freaking Raven Simone. You know, we all know who she is. It is not a mystery who Raven Simone is. We all watched this girl from when she was a little baby. All of us. So she's our girl. You know, she's our baby. She's been around with us for so long. So I cannot fathom why there's this vehement, you know, strange, you know, turning around on her like that. That's just wrong. She's my girl. I grew up with her from day one. We're the freaking same age. So, you know, it hits me a little bit, you know, to see her get kind of flaked off like that from people. But, you know, she's a good chick. I'm not, you know, I'm never going to think down on Raven Simone, ever. So, forget it. You know, don't even try that whole thing. It's a strange world, a political world. You're going to try to take a good, honest girl and try to take, you know, somehow, some way, contort logic enough to make her seem like some sort of villain of some sort. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck. You can do it to me, because, you know, whatever, but you can't. Good luck with that on someone we all know the personality of. We all know. We have video, like a million videos of who the hell Raven Simone is from when she was 5. So you can't possibly contort and twist her character. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible, you know. Anyway, good luck out there. That's all I'm going to tell you. I mean, I'm trying to stay who I am amidst the constant, you know, strange world that kind of likes to distort your personality and who you are. I know who I am. I'm the kid who grew up watching Winnie the Pooh. That's who I am. I ran into the living room, sat my ass down, and just like totally giddy for the new episode of Winnie the Pooh. So there's no way you can make me feel like I'm some sort of terrible person. It's not going to work. All right, so let's go forward here, you know. Let's keep moving forward. I'm going to try to get the Lando Calrissian role. I look exactly the freak like Billy Dee Williams, so if they don't pick me, it's wrong. It's just wrong, okay? It's so stupid wrong. Alright, you know, take it easy out there, people. Do not be shooting each other and stuff. Come on now. God damn it. Alright, take it easy, guys.